had to wait forever for that elevator. Hi there. I'm Jeff Hoyt. This is Hoytus Interruptus. And this is the true story of the time Cindy and I and our little Natalie were witness to pure diabolical evil. Right in front of us, a young Native American woman was captured and dragged away while struggling to get free. Our daughter could not believe what she was seeing. Something like this only happened in the movies, and here she was watching it happen in real life. Or so it seemed to her. Natalie was attending her first play, Peter Pan. She was all of 4 years old. We were in the first row of the balcony, looking down on the deck of Captain Hook's ship. He and his crew lashed Tiger Lily to the mast and then began taunting and laughing at her. Then Captain Hook leaned down toward the princess with menace in his eyes. And our Natalie had had quite enough. She stood up, grabbed the balcony rail, and bellowed toward the stage at the top of her lungs, "No, pirates!" The audience cracked up. Natalie did not. She meant business. Down on stage, the actor who played Captain Hook milked the moment. He recoiled from Tiger Lily as if he'd just been slapped in the face. As the laughter faded, he let the silence return to the theater before smiling through his next line, "How still the night is!" Another laugh from the audience. Natalie was completely bewildered. Why were they laughing? Tiger Lily was in trouble. Thankfully, relief soon came in the form of Peter Pan and Wendy, who showed up just in the nick of time and rescued both Tiger Lily and our daughter from Red Alert. We told this story many times, not just because it's funny, but because she saw evil and stood up to it. She said no to the pirates. It's even become a catchphrase for our family and for other friends who particularly enjoy that story. Something to keep in your back pocket for that moment when you've had quite enough of the bad guys. For years, Natalie got embarrassed when we told the story, but now she totally owns it. She proudly sports a tattoo just above her ankle that shows Peter Pan, feet planted, hands on hips, and below that, the phrase that I believe I last used on Comcast just a couple of months ago, "No pirates." As the early days of the Trump administration roll out, what gives me comfort is knowing that from day one, there will be millions of grown-up Natalies across the nation sitting on the front row of that balcony, watching everything unfold, ready to stand up, grab the railing, and declare to anyone and everyone, "Uh-uh, no pirates." That's Hoytus Interruptus. I'm Jeff Hoyt.